It's Nikki Strong playing you the pop music you love.
Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Mario Ritter Jr. This program is designed for English learners, so we speak a little slower and we use words and phrases especially written for people learning English. This is what you will hear on today's program. Ana Mateo and Katie Weaver report on an American Indian fishing tradition that a tribe says is affected by climate change. Then John Russell gives feedback to listeners who wrote in about the upcoming Olympic Games in Paris. Finally, Andrew Smith and Jill Robbins explain talking about ourselves on Lesson of the Day. But first,
cold nights on Chippewa Flowage, a lake in the state of Wisconsin. Do not stop 15-year-old Gabe Bissonnette. He has been learning spearfishing, a tradition of the Ojibwe Native American tribe, for a long time. Ojibwe and other indigenous people are fighting to keep this way of fishing alive. But the number of walleye fish in the lake is decreasing due to warming waters, seasonal changes, and lake development. Losing this fish would mean losing a food source for community members and a deep connection to tradition and nature. Many in the community say that with science and good management, they will be able to continue this tradition in the future. But there is also concern about the changes that are already happening. We've seen things here over the last couple of years that I've never seen before, said Brian Bissonnette, Gabe's uncle. He and Gabe are both members of the Lhkudere tribe. The group is one of the bands of the Ojibwe people. Bissonnette is the conservation director of Lhkudere Conservation Department. He said past tribal leaders understood the need for securing enough food to live in their homeland. So they got the right to hunt, fish, and gather wild rice in certain areas as part of 19th century treaties. These same treaties gave land to settlers.
But for a long time after that, the state of Wisconsin lessened treaty rights of tribes. In some cases, officials even arrested members for taking part in tribal activities. A 1983 Supreme Court decision held up the rights of the Ojibwe people. As a result, angry locals showed up at lakes to trouble tribal members. They damaged vehicles, shouted racist comments, and shot at spearfishers. Today, officials guard every boat landing, but incidents still happen. Tribes and local conservation teams are finding ways to protect walleye and the spearing tradition. Spearfishers are required to get permits that limit the number of fish they can take. And some lakes are filled with fish born in a hatchery and released into the lake. But still, the goal in many cases is to increase natural reproduction. Whether it's tribal or non-tribal, this is a concern for all of us, Bissonnette said.
On another lake, Le Coudre, Department of Natural Resources, or DNR, biologist Max Wolter, and supervisor Angelina Sikora look for walleye too. They capture, measure, and record the size and sex of the fish. The goal is to get a clear picture of the fish populations of inland lakes, including Chippewa Flowage and Le Coudre. The DNR gathers this information in partnership with tribal conservation partners and the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission. After examining the numbers, experts across all groups are noticing signs of change. Wolter said, "It's not that the adult walleye are just dying out. It's that the amount of reproduction isn't happening at the same levels that it used to, especially in certain water bodies. Climate change is affecting the home of the fish. Walleyes do best in unclear waters. But because of long periods of severely dry weather, or drought, the flow of rivers into the lake has lessened. This leads to clearer water." In 2022, Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources updated its conservation plan for walleye, with a focus on climate change. And in January 2023, the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission released the updated version of its Climate Change Vulnerability Report. The report addresses many concerns that tribal members have.
Tribal member Kelly Martin has been spearfishing with his family for many years. He has seen changes firsthand. One year, he was surprised by how early the season started. There was no ice on the lake. Martin also has seen waters changed by land development. After the pandemic, he observed a great increase in the building of lakefront homes. Martin himself works as a roofing contractor. Many northern Wisconsin tribal members have watched as more people have moved into their small community. Some come to vacation or for a climate-proof home. The area has a large supply of fresh water and is safe from rising sea levels. But those newcomers and summer visitors are not the ones who depend on nature for food. And they are not the ones fighting for traditions that go back generations. As inland lakes warm with climate change, tribal members experience the effects first. With their generational knowledge of the lakes, Bisonette and others invested in spearfishing will continue fighting to do so.
For now, because of conservation efforts, Martin spears enough fish to help feed elders in the community. He and others work long hours preparing the fish and taking it to people in the community. Martin says he loves these visits because he gets to listen to stories of the elders. Some of these people, that's how they grew up. This is what their life is, doing this. "I just hope I get to be like that," Martin said. I'm Anna Mateo.
And I'm Katie Weaver.
recent Everyday Grammar lesson, we explored some language used to talk about the Olympic Games, the words host, compete, and expect. We invited listeners to answer our report with their own writing about the Olympics using those words. Many VOA Learning English fans sent messages. Today we will give feedback on two of the messages that we received. Let's begin with a message written to us by Fernando from Colombia. Here is part of what he wrote. Please note, that time refers to the Tokyo Olympics, scheduled for 2020, but held in 2021.
By that time, Paris, the France's capital, was announced to be hosting the competitors to the 2024 Olympic Games. During the competition in Paris, people around the world expect to watch a great competition where it will be broken many records. Competitors will expect to be well-hosted, and Paris expect to be the best host.
Fernando's message is clear and understandable, but we have a few suggestions that might help improve the writing. In the first sentence, remove the article "the." Instead of saying "Paris, the France's capital," we say "Paris, France's capital." We do not need the article because the possessive "France's" already gives us the exactness we need to know about what is being talked about. We might also say "Paris, the capital of France," or simply "Paris, France." Overall, the first sentence has a passive structure. It might be better to change the sentence to the active voice. The active voice will make the sentence's meaning clearer. So, we might say this.
By that time, the International Olympic Committee had announced that Paris, France, would host the 2024 Olympic Games.
Our first suggestion for Fernando's second sentence involves articles. Instead of saying, "expect to watch a great competition," we might remove the article "a" and say, "expect to watch great competitions." This makes more sense because the Olympics includes many different sports events. We might also remove the pronoun "it" and slightly change the word order to something like this.
During the Olympic Games, people around the world expect to watch great competitions where many records will be broken.
Now let's turn to part of a message from Eleni. Eleni is from Greece. Eleni wrote to us about the creation of the Olympic Games.
The first Olympic Games were held in Greece every 4 years since 776 BC. The host town was the ancient Olympia. The Olympic Games were dedicated to Zeus, the supreme god of the Greek religion. During the Olympic Games, no wars were permitted. On arrival, all athletes swore to compete with honor and respect. There were a few completions such as foot race, wrestling, pentathlon, horse races, pancration, a mix of boxing and wrestling, and the athletes competed naked, probably for complete freedom of the movement. Each city expected its own athletes to win in the Olympic Games. When that happened, they were tearing down a part of the city walls to honor him. It meant that the city was protected by such great athletes.
Eleni's message was excellent. We have a few suggestions, beginning with the words "on arrival." we suggest creating an introductory clause and changing some of the wording to make the sentence clearer in meaning. We could rewrite it this way.
When athletes arrived at Olympia, they swore to compete with honor and respect.
We also suggest checking the spelling of a few words. Completion should be replaced with competition, for example. And we think adding punctuation, such as commas, might help make the message clearer. Our final suggestion is for the second-to-last sentence. Eleni uses the pronoun they. But who they are is not clear. Does they describe city officials, townspeople, fellow athletes? We might also use a different verb form, tore down, instead of were tearing down, as in this example.
When a city's athlete won a competition, the townspeople tore down part of the city walls to honor him.
All of the messages we received were excellent. In terms of grammar, our main feedback is to pay careful attention to articles, to use active voice more often, and to clarify pronouns. That is, make sure that the pronoun very clearly refers to an exact noun. We hope that all of you get to enjoy the Olympic Games. And we thank all our listeners who sent us messages about the international event. I'm John Russell.
You just heard this week's Everyday Grammar. Now, John joins us to talk more about the lesson. Welcome, John.
Hi, Mario. Thanks for having me on the show.
One of the big ideas from this lesson was the importance of short words called articles. Can you talk a little more about these short words and why they're important?
Articles. Short words such as a, an, or the can cause problems for English learners. This is because other languages might not have articles or might not use them in the same way.
Articles come before nouns and tell us if the noun is general or specific.
That's right. I like to compare articles to road signs. Imagine a road sign that tells you a sharp turn is coming, or that a traffic lane ends. These signs are important because they tell the driver what to expect. In the same way, articles in English tell the listener or reader what to expect, a noun, either general or specific.
So when an English speaker hears or reads something without articles, they might be a little surprised. In the same way, a person driving a car might be surprised if there were fewer signs on the road.
That's right.
Thank you for coming on the show today, John. It's great to hear from you.
Thanks for having me. See you next time.
VOA Learning English has launched a new program for children. It is called Let's Learn English with Anna. The new course aims to teach children American English through asking and answering questions and experiencing fun situations. For more information, visit our website, learningenglish.voanews.com.
And now, the lesson of the day.
And now it's time for the lesson of the day. on the Learning English Podcast. My name is Andrew Smith, and I'm joined by Dr. Jill Robbins. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Andrew.
Our lesson is based on our video series, Let's Learn English. The series shows Ana Mateo in her work and life in Washington, D.C. Here's Ana introducing herself.
Hello, my name is Ana Mateo.
What do these words have in common? Myself, yourself, himself, herself, oneself, itself, ourselves, yourselves, and finally, themselves. If you said they are pronouns, you are correct. But they are a special kind of pronoun.
These pronouns are called reflexive pronouns. And like a mirror, they reflect or refer back to the subject. For example, I can talk about myself, and Jill can talk about herself.
And you can talk about yourself, and so on. We're going to hear lots of these pronouns in Lesson 17 of Level 2 of Let's Learn English. In the lesson, Ana and her work colleague, Pete, have to take care of babies all by themselves.
But Ana and Pete don't have any children.
That's right, but these are special kinds of babies. Let's find out more. And be sure to listen for the reflexive pronouns.
Ana, Pete, I have a new assignment for you. A show on single parents. What is it like for a mother or a father to raise a child by herself or himself?
We can interview single parents. They can share their experiences themselves.
Yes, but you need to experience parenthood yourselves.
Ourselves.
Yeah. How do we do that? We're not parents.
I asked myself the same question. I said, Katie, how are they going to do that? Then an idea came to me. I will give you the babies.
This still seems a little confusing, Jill. How is Ms. Weaver going to give them babies?
That's a good question. Professor Butt was asking, wait a minute, is Professor Butt himself, itself, their self, maybe? We don't know often what to call artificial intelligence, so I'm going to say this. Professor Butt was asking the same thing.
You may be asking yourself the same thing that I'm asking myself. What is Miss Weaver talking about? I am sure we will find out shortly.
Next, let's find out what Miss Weaver really means by listening to the next part.
Here are your babies.
Those are bags of flour.
No, Pete. For the next 6 days, this is your baby. Here are your instructions. Do not leave your babies alone. A baby cannot take care of itself. And you two must do everything by yourselves. We will meet next Friday. Oh, and the person who does the best research will get an extra day of vacation. Help yourself to a baby.
Ah, yes. It's the take care of a baby exercise. Except instead of a real baby, a person has to take care of an object. I remember when I was in high school, we had a teacher who gave students eggs, and they had to carry the egg with them at all times for a week and make sure they never broke the egg.
At least bags of flour are stronger than eggs.
Yes, but they're also heavier, and in that way, they're more like a real baby. Flour, by the way, is spelled F-L-O-U-R, and it is what we use to make bread.
And lots of other goodies. Let's see how Anna and Pete begin to take care of their flower babies.
And we should explain that after Anna makes a comment about Pete's baby, he pushes her bag of flour off of the table. And that's why she calls him a monster. And later, Pete throws Anna's bag of flour to her after she forgets it. Okay, let's listen.
Pete, look, my baby is organic and whole grain. Your baby is ordinary. Monster! This is a great idea, Ms. Weaver.
This is a terrible idea.
Speak for yourself, Pete. We need to throw ourselves into the research. I'm starting right now.
Hey, Anna. You forgot your baby.
Come to Mama. Oh, good girl. Good girl.
I think this is going to be a fun project for Anna and Pete. Now, let's talk about a few common expressions in English that use reflexive pronouns.
Sometimes we say a machine can do something by itself. For example, if a computer is programmed in a special way, an artificial intelligence program allows the computer to teach itself.
Or we can say a robot vacuum cleaner can vacuum the floor of a room by itself.
Similarly, a player piano is a special musical instrument that plays songs by itself without a person pressing the keys.
We also commonly give advice about people's health, telling them to take care of themselves.
That's right. Jill, I know you work hard, and so make sure to take care of yourself, too.
Thanks. I try to. I started a Tai Chi class last week, you know.
Oh, that's right. Well, I hope that is good for you. Also, in situations where we know that we or someone else must do work to get a job done, we say things like these examples.
That paper's not going to write itself. That car won't fix itself. The wall's not going to paint itself.
We use the word not, and then the verb and the reflexive pronoun itself.
There are lots of things in life we just have to do ourselves. No one else can do them for us.
That's right. Like with learning another language, other people can help us and teach us, but in the end, we have to learn a lot of it ourselves, without other people always helping us.
Now, before we finish, we should listen to Professor Bott explain the difference between singular and plural reflexive pronouns.
Singular reflexive pronouns end in self. Plural ones end in selves. Anna says,
we need to throw ourselves into the research.
The subject, we, is plural. So we must use the plural reflexive pronoun ourselves.
Listeners, ask yourselves, do you understand how to use reflexive pronouns? Remember that each lesson of Let's Learn English comes with a lesson plan that you can download for free from our website. The lesson plan for Lesson 17 explains more about reflexive pronouns.
So do yourself a favor and look at the lesson plan.
Haha, caught that one, Andrew. And remember that you can also find us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Thanks for listening to the lesson of the day. I'm Jill Robbins.
And I'm Andrew Smith.
And that's our program for today. Join us again tomorrow to keep learning English through stories from around the world. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Mark.